I've spent so long in university that I'd forgotten that globalization is actually an issue. Everyone I've ever known thinks it's dangerous and is against it. But in a bright little piazza in La Paz, Mexico, I had my mind blown wide open. I met some smart, rebellious young people playing in a band protesting their local government. They're very much looking forward to globalization. They packed their bags and bought their tickets. They're just waiting for the Global Cultural Express to arrive and take them away.
We play nu metal. It was kind of hard to play nu metal around here because not a lot of people are used to hear it. But we're coming out like really great. Yeah. We came out of nowhere. That's why we're born in the wrong place because nobody liked us here. So maybe we're the problem.
Where do you play? Are there clubs in town that you can play at?
No. We play at parties and
towns around here.
We have played up north and the center of the country.
Yeah. Why are there no clubs? Will they just not take it?
Not a lot of people are used to hear this kind of music, and they get scared. Like every time I scream, they're like, "What?
What's the deal with that girl?"
It's maybe no surprise that Mimic, that's what she calls herself, doesn't fit in La Paz. She'd be a rare gem in L.A. This is her.
So different from everybody. ¿Cómo se dice? No congeniamos.
We just don't fit in.
Don't fit in so well.
Because you can see we can all speak a certain degree of English. You know, that's kind of rare around here. So that it's some kind of parameter that sets us apart.
Look at us like freaks.
Yeah. You might be thinking that it's normal, right? Because four individual leaders right here talking in English, right? You're going to say, oh, everybody speaks English in the... Fuck no. You know, it's kind of different. Right? See, you have to visualize what is really happening, see? And not...
When we tell the people the real story why we learn English, they get even more freaked out.
It's not only about English. It's about everything that we do. Ideas. It's all about ideas, attitude.
The way we dress, the way we talk, the way we do things, the way we express ourselves.
Yeah, because...
Why did you learn how to speak English?
Well, who's first? Right. You.
Mostly necessity. It just became like the commercial language.
It's about expanding our minds, right? I've been in many schools around my city, right? But I prefer to sit at home and read a little bit, listen to some music in English or whatever, and ride. Yeah, expanding our minds, that's what it's all about. Right?
Do you want to learn English, or do you feel like you have to learn English?
I'm still learning a lot. Still learning, right?
Do you want to learn it?
Yeah, sure. I'm just definitely down with that. See, I want to learn it, yeah.
It seems to me more comfortable. I just don't know why. Some people say, oh, man, you just don't love Mexico. No, get away from here. But actually, we do love our country. It's just that we lost our values. Since we're so close to the United States, we kind of lost our identity with all the economical crisis, the poverty, all the stuff that's hit us across politics, bad politics. All the thing kind of destroyed our nationalism. So we kind of just absorb most of the other cultures. So that's why if you speak English around here, they say, oh, well, you don't love it because you want to be North American or you want to be Canadian or you want to be from somewhere else.
You love your country, but you still play what sounds to me like American music. Can you justify that? Is that, I mean...
It's not like it's all... It's like you gotta... Whoa, you gotta just do it. It's like a medium. Music is a medium. You can channelize feelings, emotions, anger, hate, love. And so it's just a medium. And we use that medium to channel ourselves. As a person. As a person.
So there, in a sleepy little town in Mexico, a bunch of punks are putting a new spin on globalization. Looking outwards, they use global music and global language, and looking inwards, they deal with local issues. My name's Adam Norman, and I'm in Toronto, Canada. If you liked my show, or even if you hated it, I hope you'll drop me a line. My email address is boringnobody@hotmail.com, and you can check out my tiny webpage at baffledexperts.com. Thanks a lot for listening. This program has some rights reserved. See my webpage for details. Rock the bucket door, rock the 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 door,